This is Tim Cummings, and welcome to part two of Keep the Noise Down, which is my three-part series on noise reduction and audio restoration using a computer and very inexpensive software. In part one, as you recall, we looked at hiss reduction. And today in part two, which I have nicknamed Snap, Crackle, Pop, we're going to be dealing with those annoying pops and clicks that you find in old recordings. Now, last time, the programs that we concentrated on were Gold Wave and Groove Mechanic. Today, the main program that I'm going to be concentrating on in my discussion of removing pops and clicks is called Depopper. It's a very inexpensive program. It's only about $18. The first clip I'm going to play today is a voice clip. And this is a clip from the old radio show, old-time radio show called The Mummers from the 1940s. And this was taken off of an old album that I had, which I first transferred to cassette and then transferred over to the computer for this demo. And I'm going to play you this clip, and you will hear that it has quite a bit of pop and crackle in it. So let's take a listen to that clip now.
Come in.
Keep it dark in here. I can't see where I'm going.
The doctor needs it dark for his work. We don't care for the light.
Will you tell Dr. Hansen that I'm here?
He expects you.
Well, what are the first things you notice about that clip? One is, of course, that there are tons of snaps and crackles, surface noise, as they used to call it, on the recording. And the other one is there is some annoying 60-cycle hum in the background. That came from the record player, which I played the recording on originally when I recorded it onto cassette. And we're going to deal with hum reduction in the third part of this series, so I will come back to this recording to show you how to get rid of the hum when we get to part three. How do we get rid of those pops and crackles? If you run this clip through the Depopper program, you will find that it does a magnificent job in getting rid of the pops and crackles. And you can set the software either to get rid of just the larger clicks and larger pops, or the larger and the smaller pops. And I usually just leave it with the defaults and use it to get rid of the both large and small pops. It will also get rid of hiss, which I don't use because I don't particularly like the way this Depopper program actually gets rid of the hiss. So I just basically use it for the pops and crackles. Now, let me play you the same recording after I ran it through the Depopper software.
Come in.
Keep it dark in here. I can't see where I'm going.
The doctor needs it dark for his work. We don't care for the light.
Will you tell Dr. Hansen that I'm here?
He expects you.
Now, that is like night and day, listening to that second recording. It's amazing how many pops and clicks it's gotten rid of. Now, you still have the hum in the background, which we're going to deal with in part three. And you still may be saying, well, there's still some hiss in there. We've got rid of the pops and clicks and that kind of surface noise, but there's still some hiss in the recording. Well, what we can do if we want to is we can go back to part one, as you remember, and we could use a notch filter set in either Gold Wave or the program that I was using, Gold Wave or SoundForge. Set a notch filter between 9 kilohertz and 11 kilohertz and get rid of some of that hiss. And so that's what I did. I used Gold Wave to set a minus 60 dB notch filter from 9 to 11 kilohertz and processed the file using that notch filter, and this is the result.
Come in.
Keep it dark in here. I can't see where I'm going.
The doctor needs it dark for his work. We don't care for the light.
Will you tell Dr. Hansen that I'm here?
He expects you.
Now, that got rid of quite a bit of the hiss. As you can hear, however, it did get rid of quite a bit of the high frequencies as well, and I just picked a 60 dB drop. You could use less than that if you didn't want it to be so drastic. I mean, this is not originally a hi-fi recording that we're dealing with here, but it just gives you some idea of what you can do. And even at this point, the recording does sound much better than the original clip that I played for you. So now let's move on to music. The first recording I want to play for you in terms of music is from a 1962 album by Frank Sinatra called Sinatra and Strings. This was arranged by Don Costa. As you'll be able to hear from this little selection, there are a few pops and clicks. So let's play this clip for you now.
I hadn't anyone till you. I was a lonely one till you. I used to lie awake and wonder if there could be.
Now, compared to the voice clip that I played for you, this is much better in terms of pops and clicks. It's really not that bad, and it's listenable in the form that it is. You could burn this onto a CD and you could listen to it. But let me let you hear how it sounds after I ran it through Depopper to get rid of those pops and clicks that you did hear.
I hadn't anyone to. I was a lonely one till you. I used to lie awake and wonder if there could be.
Now that's much better in terms of the pops and clicks. Now let me stop here and ask a question. How much restoring should you try to do on some of these older recordings? How far should you go? I'm going to play for you a little piece of a Glenn Miller tune. This is off, keep in mind, this is off a CD. So there was probably a lot of work done on this before it was even put onto CD. But here's a little bit of Glenn Miller for you right now. As I said, I'm sure that recording was probably cleaned up somewhat before it was put on CD, but as you can hear, even on CD, it's got quite a bit of pops and clicks. And the question is, should that recording be restored? Some people would argue that, well, no, you really want to keep the natural sound of that recording and the fact that it was from the 40s and the kind of equipment that it was recorded on, and probably people who heard the recording even when it was played back in the 40s, it probably didn't sound much better than that necessarily, even if they could play it back. Do you take something away in a restoring that recording and trying to make it sound maybe even better than it did when it was recorded? Well, let's take a listen. I ran that recording through Depopper, and let's hear the result. That's amazing how much of the pops and clicks that we got rid of just by running that through Depopper. Is it pure and pristine? No. Now you actually have a little more hiss. You're hearing a little more hiss in the background than you did before, but you can always use hiss reduction or some kind of notch filtering, as we discussed last time, to get rid of that. So I don't have the answer to the question. I personally like to clean things up as much as possible. One area that I'd like to touch on before I finish today is the whole question of digital versus analog. And this is a debate that has raged within the audiophile community for quite a long time. And I didn't own a CD player when CD players first came out, but I remember there was a lot of discussion about how people complained that a lot of the original recordings that were transferred to CD didn't sound as good as their analog counterparts. They didn't sound as warm. They didn't sound as full. I think one of the reasons for that is because a lot of people, when they transferred stuff over to CD, didn't take into account the way that recordings were originally made and all of the Recording Industry of America standards that were initially set up to record LPs, and didn't take those into account when they transferred them over to CD, even though they were using the original masters in a lot of cases. And I remember George Martin actually went back into the studio when the Beatles released all their albums onto CD, and he personally did all the remastering himself to get the best sound that he could. I think a lot of things have changed in the last 40 years. I think digital recording is great, but I still love some of the old analog stuff and just the way that it was recorded. We will have part three next time of Keep the Noise Down, where I talk about hum reduction. But let me tell you where to get this Depopper program that I highlighted here. The website is www.depopper.com, and it's $18, and it's very accessible. I use WindowEyes, but I'm sure it's just as accessible with JAWS for Windows. Let me give you my contact information, then I'm going to play you one more short recording. If you'd like to get in touch with me, my email address is thcummings, that's C-U-M-I-N-G-S, at comcast.net. Now, the last sample I want to play for you is not a recording that I cleaned up or I made, but is a recording that I like quite a bit. It's from a CD by Clifford Brown, the great trumpet player from 1955, called Clifford Brown with Strings. And I think this illustrates the best of what I've been talking about in terms of really good sounding recording and how great it still sounds after all this time. This is a part of the song called Laura. Here's Clifford Brown.